Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name. Your name.
Hello, and welcome to Signs of Life Radio. Everyone has a story to share, and we invite you to share yours. Many of us have had personal experiences that defy mainstream thinking. Please join us as we explore the types of experiences that people have, what they mean, and how we can integrate them into our daily lives. Although mediums provide a valuable connection to the deceased, this show centers around your direct experiences, which do not involve a medium. Your co-hosts for this evening's Signs of Life radio show will be Janet Mayer, Forever Family Foundation certified medium and author of Spirits, They Are Present. Dr. Betty Kovach, author of The Miracle of Death, There Is Nothing But Life, and the international award-winning Merchants of Light, The Consciousness That Is Changing the World. And yours truly, Kimberly Saavedra, director of the Comlock Center. Welcome and hello to Janet and Betty, first off, and hello. To our wonderful audience.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. What about you, Janet?
I'm doing well.
What have you been thinking about lately for us to discuss tonight?
Oh, well, let's see. I guess one of the things that I thought, there's been a couple things, but one of them was how, you know, we always have this constant dialogue where we're, you know, questioning where, you know, people, if they're connecting with their loved ones, are they hearing them? Did they feel like they missed them, or where is their loved one? And, you know, I think that we've been, you know, around our loved ones all our life or our many years of our lives. And so we see them in a certain way. And I feel like that we have to remember to, now that they are on the other side or they've, you know, transitioned, that we need to learn to recognize a difference and learn to recognize practicing listening. But before we go on, I just thought of that. I think, Kim, I think we forgot to give out the number.
I sure realized that as soon as I said hello and goodbye. We would like our audience to call in at 888-628-6008. I'll repeat it, 888-627-6008.
Yeah, it's 627.
Thank
okay.
you, Janet. Thank you, Janet.
Sure, no problem. I just, as I started talking, I'm like, do we, you know, did we do the number?
Not so fast.
All right. Well, back to our little conversation. And yes, anyone can feel free to call in and share your story. We would love to hear, you know, any connection that you had with a loved one, anything, you know, that has come through. It's always, you know, like I was just saying, how we have to learn to recognize the difference now that they, you know, have transitioned, and we have to practice listening in a new way. And I think it's really important because we assume it's going to be a certain way. And a lot of times it comes through in a different way. And I think a good example would be just when every month before the show, I think I might've said this before, that a lot of times I get a sign from, you know, either the co-founder or, you know, she'll come through in some way for me, like the day before. And it's always in a really unusual way it will happen. And I just have to sit back and kind of smile. And this last month, you know, a couple of days ago, I was out to breakfast with some people. And, you know, I don't usually do that. I'm not like, I don't go out to breakfast very often, but I did it. We went to this place that, you know, we've been there, you know, maybe a couple of times in the past. And this woman came to our table to take our order. And I looked at her and I thought, oh my gosh, she looks exactly like the daughter I feel would have looked like now, you know, who passed, the co-founder's daughter. And it just really hit me. And I just kept staring at her. And I kept thinking, I don't even know if I, you know, for a couple of seconds, even I just was staring. And it just dawned on me then, oh, I have to, you know, she must have asked what I wanted. And I, when I got home that day, I thought, wow, that's so weird. And then it hit me that this is the week of the show. And it always happens like a day or two beforehand. And it always makes me smile because I think, you know, it's like they're coming in from the other side. And they're just like, hey, we're just dropping in to say we're going to be here and, you know, we're going to be paying attention too. And I just, it just kind of warms your heart. You know, it's one of those things that it makes you just realize how much your loved ones are around you. And I think it's really important that we recognize and pay attention. It's so simple to pay attention and kind of, I think it helps kind of block out the noise because you're increasing your awareness, but it helps block out the noise of the daily world around you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's really important because we can get so bogged down in that daily world that we feel we're not energized by the magic of the universe anymore, you know? And sometimes when I feel kind of down, I think to myself, well, what are you not doing? You know, what are you not doing to open yourself up to the magic that's really all around you? And I just think that's very, very important. And again, we are always saying this, that there are so many different ways that the other side and those we love on the other side communicate with us. And let's hope it's unexpected ways. You know, I want something different. Let it be creative. You know, I don't necessarily need it to be in the way I would expect because the universe, if it's anything, it's totally creative. And so there must be so many ways, just like you're mentioning, you know, that you wouldn't have thought of that particular experience, you know, before it happened. And there it was, you know, but the universe and the world itself is magical. And with scientific materialism, which of course is incorrect, I mean, that's not just that, we now know through quantum physics, has kind of dumbed down everything. You know, oh, well, that's just chance, or that's just a coincidence, or, oh, well, isn't that interesting? And then that's the end of it. But no, these things are connections that we can make and we see and we feel it. And that makes us alive again, because I think when we don't allow ourselves to do that, we start feeling kind of dead. And from time to time, I feel dead. So, you know, I think to myself, okay, what are you not doing?
Right. It's my responsibility. That's good. Good. We would just love to have some callers. They could have questions. They could share personal experiences. They could talk about their practices. We have one on the line now. Emily from New Jersey asks, she would like clarification on signs experienced in mediumship.
Okay, that sounds like
Emily, are you on the line?
Emily?
Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Good to hear you.
Yes. My question was about signs in the universe. I'm currently reading the book Signs by Laura Jackson. And, you know, I'm kind of wondering, am I seeing signs still from my loved one crossing? Or am I kind of just making them appear and wishing that they were? You know, I like to trust my intuition and I have strong pulls for things. I've had things occur in my life that, you know, are nothing short of, you know, the other side. So I'm just kind of curious if I'm seeing things really and be thanking my loved ones or anything like that.
I think you are. I mean, I think that, you know, when we ask for signs, they come through in a lot of different ways and sometimes they can be subtle. Sometimes, like, I know you can ask for an exact sign and you'll get that exact sign. But, you know, there's times that people will say, well, I didn't get it. And it could be that maybe it came through in a way that you didn't recognize, or maybe, you know, the thing with a sign that you're questioning, I would suggest when you get a sign, no matter what that sign is, I would say thank you and to let them know that you're acknowledging it, that you did get something, because that opens the communication more for them to come through to you. And I mean, it's not that they can't in the past come through, but by you acknowledging it, it's kind of like you answering the door. It's like, oh, hello, come on in. And it may be something very subtle, or it might be coming through in a different way. They're going to come through however they can come through. So sometimes it will be very clear. Sometimes it won't be so clear. So, you know, if I'm answering this how you know, if that's what you're asking, but that's, I mean, the way I get it is I feel like when they come through with a sign and you feel like it is a sign, I would acknowledge it and tell them thank you, talk to them a little bit, and you can go about your day or say, you know what, I'm pretty sure I know that was you, you know, if you want to give me another one, a little more clear, or, you know, in another way, you know, feel free to do it that way. And I think it kind of is just, you're opening that door for them. And it's kind of letting them know also that you received something in case there was any, you know, like sometimes they're like, well, you know, I wanted this, I wanted that. And then you're like, well, I don't know if I got that. Did I get that? Or is that's not exactly what I thought. Well, how about, you know, you just say instead, say, okay, that was pretty close. I'm going to take that as a win. And then let's move forward. And if you can give me something else, or when the time is right, when I need you, if you can come through in a way that I will understand, then, you know, that's how I do it. I always say, you know, please show me a sign in the way that I will get it. I will see it. You know, it could be a license in front of me. It could be somebody walking by and giving me a thumbs up. I mean, it could be, you know, whatever it may be, in whichever way it comes, I just kind of acknowledge it. Because if you don't, it's not that if you don't say thank you, they won't come around, but maybe they're going to be like, okay, well, now how am I going to do this? This way that no matter how they're trying to come through, there's something that is opening up for them to come. Does that make sense to you?
I like it. I appreciate it. It does. Absolutely. Yeah. My family, you know, they all say I'm crazy where I'm like, that's a sign. And they're like, I don't think so. And I'm like, no, like I feel it. But
and
I think
that's
definitely
good.
Saying thank you.
Okay. And you know what? That's really good. And, you know, I always tell people, don't let, you know, others' negative space, you know, get into your experience. Because if they say they don't get it, that's okay. They don't have to get it. But you know what? You got it. And maybe that was the important thing that you need to remember, is that you're getting it and you're being open. And you know what? Maybe it will come through in a different way for them. And then they're going to be like, oh my gosh, now I understand. And then you're just going to kind of like nod like, yeah, okay, now you get it, you know?
Yes.
And yes,
yeah, absolutely.
I think the real clue there is that you said you feel it. Feeling is very much the clue, you know.
The way of knowing.
The way of
said.
Knowing. It's a language. And on the other side, it's so much is done through feeling, through the heart, through love, through emotion. And I think that's true with dreams or anything we experience, is that, you know, people always try, at least they used to try to interpret your dream. They knew this and that. And they don't hold the key. You hold the key because you feel, you can feel it. And that's really your answer to it.
Yes. Can I have a follow-up question?
Sure.
Absolutely.
With what you just said about dreams, I'm a dreamer. For all of my life, I've had dreams come true. I've had deja vu. I've known things through dreams that I could later confirm. And recently, I haven't really been dreaming. And it makes me sad, because I'm just like, you know, that was my way, my big way of communication. Do you guys have any recommendations on how to stimulate a dream?
That's really good. And I have to
That's
say
a
that
tough
right
question,
now,
right?
Yeah, it is. But, and I think I go through those periods. And sometimes, like right now, I'll have dreams that are just, it seemed very chaotic, all kinds of things happening. And I think as soon as I wake up, I can't remember it, except I know that a lot has been happening. And I spend most of the day in a highly concentrated state because I've been writing and trying to finish something. And I'm just wondering, is that, you know, sometimes maybe it's because I'm so highly concentrated during the day that it's chaos at night. It's like all hell breaks loose, so to speak, you know,
shake it all up.
But I think, and Jenna will have something else to say about this, but, and as far as sort of ask, I think we can ask for the dreams, you know, that we want to put ourselves in a position where that we can receive big dreams, you know, those that really guide us and help us. Janet, what's your thinking on that?
Well, Betty, you're always great with dreams. So I love always listening to whatever you have to say about it. I was just coming from a little bit different angle too. Mine was more of, you know, if you're not dreaming, you know, everybody goes through that where they dream and they don't dream and they dream. And if you have always been very in tune with that, maybe what it is doing also though, is it's opening you up to receive things during the day, and that maybe the dreams aren't always that you have to have it in a dream state. Maybe you can be more aware during the day and you're picking up things. And like, if you're saying like, you know, well, I know that was a sign. I feel that. And I know that was something and I feel that, and I know that's something. And you're starting to get that more, you know, maybe you're becoming more intuitive during the day and not only in the dream state. And maybe that's making you more aware during the day. So it's separating out. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to ever dream anymore or, you know, receive, you know, premonitions or anything like that. But maybe it's just opening you up to another, you know, dimension where when you're experiencing it during the day, you may not be acknowledging it in that way because you're awake. But maybe things are happening around you and you're like, no, I know I felt that. Well, that's because you're becoming more intuitive during the day. And not only at night. You see what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I totally hear that.
So, yeah, so I mean, just
nice way to look at it.
Well, yeah, I mean, just, I like, pay attention. Way. Yeah. But I mean, Betty is really great when it comes to anything with dreams because she's always very intuitive with that. And I think that it's great that you have that, that you're dreaming, that does always, you know, it opens up that level. But I also think that maybe during the daytime, there's also something else that you're experiencing now because of what you've gone through. And so it's kind of taking you into a different, you know, different area, different level, or, you know, not that one level is better than the other. They all have their own space, but it's just, it's hitting you in a new part.
Yes. And I think we have to remember that the dreamer is the energy within us, the principle within us that communicates through symbolic language. And that language can come through while we're awake or when we're asleep. So in a sense, maybe calling it the dreamer, it is the dreamer at night, but it's also that intuitive, as Janet says, and knowing this in the daytime, because it's the same language. It's from the same place. I really like that, Janet. Mm-hmm. It can come through at night or in the day. So maybe that is what's happening.
Yeah.
Yes, I will have to be more aware of my surroundings now.
Yeah. See, it's opening up for you. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's
wonderful. Thank you, ladies, both so much. This was wonderful.
Thank you. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
No, that was so nice that she called in to share her experiences and discuss some of these questions, how to pursue these things that are so dear to our hearts. And you never know how much someone in the audience may be needing some reassurance that there is life beyond the physical world and that it is possible to communicate with and receive signs from loved ones who have passed.
You want to give the number again?
I sure do. The number to call and join our conversation is 888-627-6008. Takes a little courage, a little braveness, a little boldness, but it's always worth it.
And while we're waiting, just in thinking about the image or dream maker, image maker, communicator, I was remembering Jung, that, you know, when he was going through difficult times, Carl Jung, the Swiss psychiatrist, that he said, to the extent that I manage to translate the emotions into images, that is to say, to find the images which were concealed in the emotions, I was inwardly calmed and reassured. Had I left those images hidden in the emotions, I might have been torn to pieces by them. And so those images can become clear to us at night or in the day. You know, it's finding those images, letting that dreamer communicate, whether it's by night or day, to just let those images arise out of what we are experiencing so that it gives us not only understanding, but it heals us. It helps us to get through whatever we're going through, the images.
And it can guide you too.
And guide
can,
you,
it
yeah.
can both like be a kind of a compass for where you are, what's going on in your internal and external lives.
Yeah. But, but I really do feel that the images, I think if I had not had the images after the deaths of them and of other aspects of life that just came through, whether at night or day, come to think about it, often it was in the daytime, I don't think I could have gotten through it. I think that it was a completely different experience because of the images. The emotions formed themselves into the images that communicated with me in a deeper way.
You said them, and not all. There might be people who don't know who you're referring to.
In terms of the deaths?
Yes.
Oh, that the death of my mother in an automobile accident 1 year, and the next year, on the very same day, My son was taken off all of the machines in the hospital practically because he had been in an accident too and died. And then my husband was 2 years later, he was also killed in an automobile accident in Hungary. So within 3 years, the three had, I won't say died as I did before, I would say that they stepped into eternity.
Yes,
sir. So it was dealing with those emotions, I think, was very important. And I could deal with them because they did come to me in images that were healing and guiding and comforting and that made sense, that helped me to make sense of it all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you say images, I mean, sometimes it was like images of themselves or images of a particular aspect of their transition. And I mean, the images part can be so varied.
I know it can be so many things because when I got the news that my husband had been killed in Hungary, he was there for 2 weeks. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law arrived at the door. And as soon as I saw them, I knew something had happened. And so on the plane that day, going to Hungary to get his body and make all of the arrangements, I was on the plane and I was sitting there just kind of trying to deal with all those emotions. And suddenly I had just this experience of this most incredible plant. I think it's a century plant. Yeah. We had had one in our backyard. And I remembered that when it did bloom one day, and my son and my husband and I, we were all, oh, look, this is magnificent. It's blooming. Well, that had been a long time ago. But on the plane, suddenly, I had this just living image of that tree, that plant, that century plant. And it was just blossoming beautifully. And it gave me just tremendous joy. Mm-hmm. And I was so grateful for that because that image was one that, first of all, it gave me joy. It gave me peace. It just helped me to realize that everything was in its place, that this was a beautiful, natural thing. And it just felt like where he was blossoming. This was where he needed to be. So it was
beautiful.
It's all different kinds of images that can come, at different times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful, Betty. I mean, you know, it's true. It's like visualization of something like that does give you validation, and there's an emotional connection to it, and that's exactly, you know, kind of what we're talking about. Oh, and I think we have another caller.
Hello, Melanie from Reno, Nevada. Welcome into the Signs of Life.
Hey, it's nice to hear you ladies again. I called before, but this is a new experience I wanted to share because I always love hearing other people's experiences too, because it really does make it normal when we have them. But in November, my father was 93 and he died on November 30th. And my mom and dad have been married they've been married 73 years. So obviously it's been a big challenge for my mother. So I have experience because Quincy, my daughter, died now almost 5 years ago. So I've shared some of her stories on the program before. And she's still, we haven't faded. I've just gotten better at it. But with my dad and my mom's like, I can't connect with dad. I don't know if he's there. And my sister and I both have been getting a lot of signs, but it was their anniversary at the end of June. It would have been their 74th anniversary. And my mom, now, you know, we're a few months into this, almost a year, I guess, getting close to that. But my mom, I was staying with her because we've been rotating through to stay with her, so she's not all alone. And so I was getting ready to go for a run, and I go into her room, and she's like, "You'll never believe what happened." And I'm like, "What happened, Mom?" She said, "Well, I asked Dad to give me a sign that I would understand because it's our anniversary. And I went into the bathroom, and when I came out, the head of the bed was sitting straight up." And you know the kind of beds that go up? I don't have one, but everybody's probably heard of them. You know, you can adjust the headboard.
Yes.
So anyway, when Dad was alive, my mom refused to let him have any of the power. She would not let him adjust it at all. So he sticks the back of the bed up for her. And then I thought, oh, this is wonderful. And she was a little bit in shock. So I went out to go for my run, and at the end of the driveway was the Sunday newspaper. Now, Mom and Dad got the newspaper for 30 years, but after he crossed, and they had discussed this, they were going to stop the hard copy newspaper because it was getting expensive and mostly ads, et cetera. So I pick up the paper and I bring it in, and I said to my mother, I said, "Mom, did you start the paper again?" And she said, "No." And I said, "Oh my gosh, Dad's giving you the Sunday paper on your anniversary."
Anniversary.
So it was kind of, yeah, I thought it was kind of neat.
Oh, that's very cool.
Very, very nice.
What a present. That was great.
I like so that. I like that he was in charge of the controls. He got to lift it this time.
Oh, that's so good. That is so good. There's no good explanation for that, that people could dismiss it away.
No, that'd be hard to do.
No, that was a great one.
Well, so both now she them. Feels different about things, right?
Wow. Well, and I think that's really good too, because I like that it was something physical, which I've had lots of physical things happen in my life from loved ones. And I think that's really cool that it was almost as if he said, you know, well, you might've been in control then, but I have the controls today and I'm going to put him up on, you know, I'm going to have the bed up for you and you know, when you go to sleep. So that's cool.
I love it. I just,
that's special.
It is really a good story. You would love it.
Great. Yeah. And I think, like you're saying, I think she's finally starting to understand a little how it works. I knew my daughter was giving me signs, but it's taken me time, you know, as I've mentioned before, to just know. And, you know, it's like you talk to someone in your life when they're in body, and now that's, we just communicate. So it's like, you know, when people say, well, the signs stop, I think it just, I'm not saying we get used to them and don't see them as signs anymore, but for me, it just, I know when it's, you know, if I need some help or a communication, I know I'm getting it. It's not a big deal anymore. Of course, I still would rather have her physically here talking to me, but it's right. Kind of a neat transition, I think.
Right. And I think that's great to share that with everyone and let people know too, your experiences, you know, and how you've moved forward and how things are to you and how they feel. And I agree. I feel the same way with, you know, I've had so many experiences all my life of just of, you know, not even necessarily it was my family or loved ones that have passed it. You know, I've just have had experiences. And at one time somebody said, well, you know, do you always get them? And I'm just like, you know, I think sometimes I just get so used to things that, you know, I don't necessarily miss them. I just kind of like, you know, give a nod like, hey, thanks for coming by or stopping in or whatever you're doing. And other times it does like still, you know, make me sit up and pay attention like, wow, that was awesome. And I think that that's part of it. That's all part of, you know, living and being in this new space with your loved ones too, is to, you know, how they connect with you, how you relate to them, whether, you know, it's in a dream, whether it's, you know, you have the experience in a meditation or it just happens spontaneous. It's so amazing that, you know, it is something to always remind ourselves that, you know, we are really privileged to have these experiences and to know that they exist. And by sharing them with other people, we are now giving them the opportunity to be open to share those experiences or to have those experiences that maybe they thought they might have brushed off, but they really exist. And so when you look at it that way, it's kind of a reminder just that we're kind of, you know, like ripples in the water, sending it out to other people that by sharing these experiences, you know, this Thursday of the month, that we get to, you know, help someone else. It's like, you know, I kind of think so, but I'm not sure, but maybe. And it's kind of like, you know what? Why don't you just say thank you and pay attention and say, I'm open to the next one and then see what happens. And I think that that's a, you know, a really big thing to remember.
And I think, Melanie, what your father did, that took something. Those are not just, you know, ordinary kinds of happenings. That's
manipulating physical objects.
I know. I mean, that's kind of, I'd say, pretty impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dad was that, he was that kind of guy anyway. He could, like, when he was a kid, he'd take radios apart. He never got his formal college education in engineering, but he worked in, you know, engineering in Silicon Valley when, you know, in the 70s and 80s. So that's his energy. He could do that. But
he could do it.
One other thing I wanted to add to, now, again, I'm almost 5 years into this, and with the signs from my daughter, I was reflecting, I've been kind of writing up the experience. I wrote the experiences up over the last 3 years, and now my cousin and I are kind of editing them out, and I don't know what I'm going to do with them. But in reflection, I noticed that, especially that first year, it was, you know, if you're familiar with attachment and clinging in the Buddhist sense, it's like I would wake up and like it was a desperation almost to have a sign. And then as time goes on and I focused on healing, I started to trust and know that she just was there. And that was a big help in healing. But that first year was pretty brutal in terms of like they met, like I put so much weight in them as well. And that can shift, I guess, is what I'm saying, because they don't go away. The person doesn't go away.
Yeah, that's, I really like that. If just when you get to that point that you know, whether there's a sign or not, you feel that presence. You know that she's there.
And connected.
Connected, always. Always in the heart.
And Melanie, I bet your mother was so grateful that you could bring such guidance to her and support to her and help her to move forward and to be open and patient. It's a big thing.
It's a gift.
To have someone who has walked a few paces ahead in something so crucial and can lead the way and light the way. Just
any
is a big
it can get,
gift.
You know?
Yes.
Well, thank you for saying that. At first, I think she thought I was just crazy. I'm like, no, Mom. What's that? He gave me threes the very first day. The day after he died, I got 333, and it was like 66 degrees. Now, his birthday was 033131. So I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Dad. I was driving with my sister, and that's, he gives me threes, which isn't, it's never been my number, and I'm not a huge numbers gal anyway. But from the day after he died, I just knew it. But I think she thought I was a little bit like, what are you talking about? But yes, I'm very grateful that he came through in a way she could understand.
Yeah,
that's right.
Great. Yeah, sure. in a pretty undeniable way, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so great. Melanie,
right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Call again.
Thank you for having the show. I'm going to hang up so someone else can share a story now.
Thanks, Mel.
Okay. I'll go ahead and give the number again. It's 888-627-6008.
Good.
So
feel free.
You know, I was going to say, I totally agree. Like, you know, when you start trusting what you receive and you know, trust that intuition that's coming through or whatever, because it empowers you. And I think we need to remember that it gives you something extra and it allows you to be open. And then if you try to stay in that moment, and you know, that might be something too to, you know, let the listeners think about. If you have an experience, try to stay in that moment for a little bit and see if you can, you know, kind of take it in, if you can feel it, if you can, you know, see it, however you're experiencing it, so that when something comes through next time, to see if it's kind of the same or if it's gotten deeper, if it feels stronger. And it kind of gets you, you know, it changes your thinking a little bit, and it changes the whole, you know, opportunity of just letting go and letting the possibility happen. And when that takes place, it kind of opens you up a little more. And I think when it happens, you'll understand what I'm saying. And, you know, maybe you understand now, I don't know. But the thing is it does allow you to be a little more aware, a little more open, and a little more trusting.
That sounds right.
That's good. Yeah. And I remember that, you know, right after someone passes, you have that just horrible, horrible emptiness and just a bit of despair.
Desperation, Melanie.
Yeah. Especially, it was true with me with the first person. After we'd had so many experiences with our son, it was different when my husband died. I just knew I needed to be in touch and try to understand what's going on. But I had an experience when I was feeling so much that way all day long. And then in the afternoon, I was at my desk and I just felt them saying, we're back now. and I felt so good. And it was that, like, are you ready to let that go, that feeling go? And yes, I was ready to let it go, but they were almost jovial and trying to help me to understand, you don't need to have that feeling. We're always here. And when you feel that, you don't ever have to feel that emptiness again. And it was, that was like, they were, when I don't ever feel that anymore. And I know that they are with me. And it's that feeling that they're with me that keeps that, that's not, let me say, it's the knowledge that they are with me, that I've had that experience, that I know that they are in my heart. And so I never have that empty feeling anymore. But they said, well, this is how you know, you won't feel that. You don't have to feel that because we're here. And that was a great help.
That was really, I liked how you said that, Betty, too, because you know that they're with you and you don't have to feel that, like that loss, because they're there. And there is a lot of truth with that. That makes a lot of sense. When you just said that, I'm like, that's right. I mean, it makes, because you've had that experience and you now realize that, yes, you would like them here in the physical, you know, you want to be able to see them, do things, but they are still around you. They are still, you know, I always tell people that too, that I said, they're, you know, it's, don't look up, just look in front of you, look around you, look behind, they're around you. They're still, you know, able to be that close to us. They love us. And that makes a lot of sense. When you said that, I thought, that's true. I want to, you know, acknowledge that, because I agree with you on that one, 100%. That's true. They're love, yeah. You know, that love.
That's right. And I feel that, I know that they are doing work on the other side, and I feel that they are helping me with mine, and that's where they need and have chosen to be. It's important to be in that dimension now to do that work. So, you know, if I don't have any kind of sign or anything now, it was very important in the beginning, but now it's okay, because I just know they're with me. And right. If you get in touch, they will.
That's right. They will. And you know what else? I wanted to say something with Melanie, when she was mentioning something about writing, you know, her experiences down. And that's one thing I've told people too. For many years, I've said, if you have a sign, you know, maybe get a little book, you know, it doesn't have to be a journal, but it could be a journal, and just write down when you feel like you received a sign. And a lot of times I tell people to date it and even put the time on it. It's kind of your timestamp. And then, or if, you know, something came to you and you thought, oh, that doesn't make sense. And then, you know, it happened later on and you're thinking, you know, I knew that. And I used to do that for many years. I did that, you know, back in my 20s, I did that. So that was a long time ago. We won't go that far. But, you know, I would, you know, write down what I experienced or what I saw or when someone came through, and I would date it and I would time it. And I started to see a pattern, and I realized that, you know, depending on where I was in my life, what was going on, how things would come through clearer, or I wouldn't get as much, or I needed to experience certain things, and then I would receive more. And I think that it kind of gives you a little more, you know, I don't want to say a pattern of your life, but it kind of opens up a couple more areas of like, wow, I didn't realize I was receiving that, or I didn't realize I could, you know, see the shape of that face so clearly, or I didn't realize this. And you start seeing things like that. And if you start opening up and you're like, wow, or you would get information and you thought, man, I know my loved one came through and they gave me this, and I would write it down, and then something would happen and I'd be like, wow, that's a validation, you know? And it's also not every sign has to be a validation, not every, you know, but it is nice to know that something you received makes more sense, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's, yeah, it's true. And like you, I wrote down, of course, I came in contact through books with Carl Jung, and he really saved my life, because he was in touch with another dimension of reality. That's what I was, even as a young person, I was always looking for that. I thought there has to be more than this. And so I wrote down the dreams, and it is so true that had I not written them down, I wouldn't have remembered I remembered the big dreams, but I wouldn't remember a lot of details. And then when our son died and my husband and I both started having a lot of experiences, then we recorded them. And then after my husband then passed, I transcribed all of those. Kim helped me, actually. And actually, those are the dreams and the visions that we had are in Miracle of Death. That is a book of dreams and visions, so much of what we had after our son's death. And I was so glad that I had recorded them at the time we had the experiences. In fact, we knew to do that because we knew something big was happening to us and we better record it and try to understand it later, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just think it is important. And Jung had always said, yes, keep a journal, write what's, you know, and you look back and you think, oh, and the thing amazing in my life, I look back and I see that I've been working on the same themes most of my life. And I thought, oh my gosh, I looked at a paper I wrote as a master's student. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's the same thing I wrote about them years later in a different way with different subjects. So, you know, I wouldn't have thought of that unless I had it right in front of mm-hmm. me.
And your son Pishti also had left quite vivid descriptions of his experiences, recognitive experiences of his
He did,
passing
yes.
before
yes,
it transpired and all kinds of interesting. One of the, I always love to tell people who buy The Miracle of Death, be sure to check out pages 194 and 195 because that's an appendix of dreams and visions. And everything was cataloged by person, theme, date. And
couldn't have done that without the journal.
Without that hard copy backup. It wouldn't have created the same picture.
And you're so convincing. Right. Because when I went back after Pishti passed, I realized when I went back through my journals that for 2 years I was dreaming of his death. I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have, you know, I thought, oh, yeah, I did. But I didn't have all of those dreams. And then I thought, oh, my goodness, what a pattern. Because from the time he was 12 years old and had a dream of exactly the way he did die, and then the last year of his life, and then 2 years I was dreaming for, and then my husband had visions of it happening.
And the same event. That same singular event.
Yeah, that it was just again and again, we were all at different ages experiencing that event.
Sometimes and below the surface.
Yes. I looked at the dream symbolically, but on an emotional level, I was experiencing his death. And I think it prepared me and my husband for his death. So there's so many ways that dreams and all of those images can prepare us, heal us, help us in so many ways. We're open to it.
Yes. We have a caller from New Hampshire. Crystal, thank you for calling in. You can go ahead and ask your question.
Hi.
Hi, or share your feedback, whatever it may be.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we hear you.
To call.
Okay. My most recent death I've dealt with was very traumatic and very close to me. Probably a month later, I was having a bunch of crazy things happening. Like it was actually really scary and it's lightened up over time. I've been having so many coincidences. I don't have to be inside because it's like, okay, maybe the TV heard me or my phone heard me and a coincidence pops up after, but it's all the time, outside, anywhere. I'm wondering what's going on. Like, why is the TV repeating what I say, even if I say it outside? Or like, why are all of these things occurring? Whether, you know, I'm thinking of them or even talking about it. I'm just wondering what's going on with that. Is that like normal or is that like, I've heard there's no such thing as coincidences either, and it's like everything is just adding up to circumstance.
Well, it sounds like maybe somebody's trying to get through to you and, you know, let you know that they're okay or, you know, just reaching out to you in some way, and it sounds like they're trying to do it however they can in whatever way. So to me, that seems like a good thing. It seems like they're trying to come through and just be like, you know, hey, I'm here. Just acknowledge me. And so if you feel like it's a certain person, a specific you know, loved one or friend who has passed, maybe just say, you know, okay, I hear you. And, you know, if you're trying to bombard me, slow down, or, you know, give it to me in a way that I will understand, or, you know, just have a little conversation with them. And I know that might sound kind of odd, but if they're trying to come through, it could be there's things that are, you know, like sometimes electricity will come through. It'll come through in odd ways through phones, through TVs, anything electronic. So it could be a combination of your energy and their energy, and it could be, you know, going back and forth. So, you know, maybe just try to, you know, focus on them and be open to it and see what comes through, maybe in a different way. Or if you like how it's coming through, just be like, okay, maybe slow down, show me it, tell me what, you know, I always say I'm from the show me state, you need to show it to me. So maybe ask them to come through, you know, either in a different way, or if they're going to come through in the same way, give you a little more, you know, explanation, or show you, you know, if it feels like is it like your words are kind of coming back at you? Is that what is happening, or what?
Not like I've gotten signs before, but I mean, not even like specific things about a loved one. These are like, you know, I'll be talking about something and then I'll go home and then the TV will talk about it, say it right after. And it's not like once in a while.
Oh,
it's
okay. Constant. Okay. So, like, yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds very much like you're, you know, you're pretty open and you're like connecting, and that you're kind of having like precognitive thoughts or precognitive feelings and stuff like that is manifesting around you. And maybe that's a way that you're just supposed to continue with that and be open to it. Or if you're interested in it, just keep, you know, seeing what else you can get that would be, you know, make a connection for you in some way. I think it's great. I don't feel like that's, you know, anything. I was thinking that you were saying that it was a loved one coming through to you, but if it's information you're personally getting, you know, it just sounds like you're being very intuitive. So, you know, maybe just pay attention and keep seeing what else. Maybe they're also letting you know that there's going to be something going on around you, and maybe you're going to be picking up on that. So sometimes that can be precognitive to let you know there's something going on. And so, you know, kind of stay open. I'm not saying it's going to be anything negative. I'm just saying, you know, it might be something that you're starting to pick up more, become more intuitive. And that if you're getting something, just be aware of it. Now, I'm not saying going around telling everybody what you're getting. If it's, you know, like you're getting it on that person, maybe just keep it within, write it down, put it in your journal and say, you know, okay, today I got this, and date it. And then if it starts constantly happening and you're seeing a pattern, then to me, that just means that you're being more intuitive, which is really good.
But it sounds like, if I get this right, you said it's repeating what you say.
It's
right?
All the time. Even with bad luck stuff, like a car, I'll be like, oh, all I need is my tires to go, and then they go. Or, you know, it's random stuff. And then it's like soon after, it actually happens. This stuff is happening. Started after a, you know, traumatic death, and then it just kept getting crazier. It's like, you know, how is this real? Like, where's this coming from? What's going on? So, yeah, it's anything, like, random.
Yeah, I think that's, you're being intuitive. I think you're picking up on stuff. I really do. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. I mean, that's, you know, I've gotten that for many years where you feel like something's going to happen, you know something's going to happen, and then it happens, and you're like, oh, my gosh. Because I used to think when I was young, like, did I make that happen, you know? And it took me a while to realize that wasn't the case. But I think for you, it's just you're very intuitive and you're picking up that stuff and you're knowing ahead of time. And I think, like I said, I think that's a good thing because, like you said, if it's something for the car, then you're aware of it. You can take care of it because in your head, you're already planning things out.
It's nothing I'm aware of. It's nothing I'm aware of or predict. Like, let's say if my tires were getting low, like, that's kind of like, yeah, you're going to have a problem. But this is like out of... This is so random, like out of nowhere. They're not like, it's like I'm not aware of it and then it happens, but I'm not aware anything's going to happen. I'll be talking about something, then it just occurs, but I'm not aware that it's going to or even feel like it's going to.
Right. Sounds like maybe on some level you have a consciousness, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and to be honest, when she's, you know, you're speaking, in my head, I'm hearing, you know, there's definitely an intuition part to this because that's a lot of times how it starts with people where there's random things like that. I mean, I have something in my book where I was randomly waking up every night, not being able to breathe and da da da, and buildings and this and that. And then, like, what, 3 weeks later, a month later, days later, whatever it was, the 9/11 happened. And it was kind of like, oh my gosh, how would I even know something like that? So there's things like that that happen where you're picking up intuitively, like, the consciousness of the world. Yeah. And you're probably tuned in. So, you know, if you can also maybe start meditating, redirecting, you may start, it might be bringing it in a little more, and it could be a little clearer too.
Yeah, that's a good point, Janet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, because sometimes it's not always good either. It's like, you got to be
kidding.
And it's like minutes to days later, you know.
So. Right, right. No, I know exactly what you're saying there. That's, I would definitely try to start working on, like, you know, writing it down, keeping track, maybe doing meditation, trying to bring it in tune a little clearer where you're getting, you know, something that you need to know more around you, or, you know, connection like that. And also it might even open up and direct you in another area too. You know, I just don't know. But I mean, that's something to, you know, if it's kind of all over the place, that's telling me it needs to be brought inward a little bit. And with meditation, I think that would help.
Okay.
Let still, us know how it goes later on.
Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Okay. We have one more caller, and we have about 4 minutes left. Steve, thanks for hanging in there with us. We have Steve from North Carolina.
Yes. Hi.
Thank you.
I'll keep it brief.
Thank
you. My sister Jean was my only sibling, and she passed about 3 years ago, and I get weekly massages. So I go to my massage, and there's what I would call a hand drum, a sort of an Indian tom-tom kind of thing, hanging on the wall. And it's a nice decoration in the room where the massage happens. And I'm barely arrived in the room, and I start talking to the massage lady, and that drum sounds, you know, like someone had thumped it.
Oh my gosh.
And
wow.
I was surprised. So a week passes. I go back from my next massage. Same thing happens. The drum sounds. Third week, there's nothing. And then the fourth week, the drum sounds again. And I had talked to the massage lady about, you know, I felt, you know, right from the first week, I was thinking this might be Jean saying hello. I mean, this was right after she had passed. So I asked Casey, the lady who does these massages, how often does that drum sound like that? She said, it's never happened before.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So okay. I took that as a signal. And there were other things that happened that felt like they were coming from Jean too, like lights flickering. And so anyway, today's her birthday.
Well, the drums are such a, I don't know why, it's such a significant way of getting in touch.
Deep.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
The drums.
The resonance of the drum, you know, boom.
Yeah, it's true.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity to tell my story.
No, we appreciate it. That's a great story. I think she was coming through. She was coming through.
And on her birthday, you honored those gifts, all three.
Yeah.
And many others, it sounds like, too, Steve.
Yes.
Well, again, thank you for waiting while we finished with our previous call. It was great we could have you on to.
It was perfectly fine, and I appreciate you all taking the time to enlighten us tonight. So thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
You did some enlightening yourself.
I love it. And you know, this is going to, I think Steve would appreciate this. I just bought a panda drum, and I just been playing it like crazy today. So I thought that was really cool. So maybe Jean was coming, you know, I was channeling a little bit of Jean. I don't know, but I think that's really cool that she came through, and, you know, she came through in a beautiful way, a very calming. I love the drum sound. It's a very calming sound. And I think that's beautiful. And when, you know, before the massage where you need to relax, you know, and it's, you know, for your body. And now it also, it touches a soul. So that's really cool. Really cool.
Absolutely. Well, I guess it must be time, huh, Janet?
Yes, I think I'll go ahead and I'll say our Mahayama prayer. So may all beings everywhere with whom we are inseparably interconnected be fulfilled, awakened, liberated, and free. May there be peace in this world and throughout the entire universe. And may we all together complete the spiritual journey.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you to everyone who listened and called and the energy we share this evening.
Yes, and come back next month.
Yes.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
TJ.
Good night, Janet and TJ.
Good night.